Welcome to all who have joined us for Section 8, the final part of this Akashic training. This is always an exciting time for me as a new group of explorers launch into the Akashic field. And it is also a bit sad for me because I have so enjoyed being with you on our journey. I hope we connect again sometime. So once again, you'll be hearing the lovely voices of Christy, Jennifer, Valerie, Wendy, Will, and me, Sandra. We also extend a warm welcome to all of those in independent study who have joined us. During our last time together, we enjoyed coming together with Akashic Chat to share our experiences of those two integration processes. We had number 9 and number 10, and other aspects of exploring the records. We also experienced being in our records in a healing or receiving mode. You might remember that. That's where we just opened up. There were no questions. Just totally be there with your records in that healing and receiving mode. So don't forget about that. That's really a lovely way to use your records. And today we'll begin our final Akashic chat to cover any questions that may have come up from reading the manual or your personal practice. And then we'll check in with our records in integration process number 12 to discover our next steps on our Akashic journeys. And then immerse ourselves in our final integration process, which is a blessing from the records themselves. And after that, we will wrap up by having a little graduation ceremony and sharing our final takeaways. So let's get started as we always do, by co-creating our sacred space. So my hand just goes up to my chest because it knows what we're doing. So I invite you to join me first with heart integration by placing one or both of your hands on your chest. Breathe and relax. Notice the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. Because that helps you to begin to connect with your physical body. Be present in your physical body. Welcome all the cells of your body. Great. And then when you're ready, be aware of your emotional level of being. Welcome that part of you. And from there, your mental level of being. Yes, welcome that part of you as well. And your spiritual level of being, welcome that part of yourself as well. So bringing this expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center, let it ignite your heart light, your inner divinity. And even as it does, you may feel that expansion or see that bright light that lets you know that your inner divinity, your heart light, is now connecting with all that is. Great, and here we are. We're already forming our circle. The divine is here, and we are creating together our heart light circle. Let that flow around a few times, gathering everyone that's here live on the call, and also those that are studying online. Be aware of the divine as part of this. I invite each person live on the call to place yourself in our heart light circle by stating your name. I'll start and we'll continue as we do with Christy. I am Sandra.
I am Christy.
I am Jennifer.
I am Valerie.
I am Wendy.
I am Will.
We'll pause just for a moment here so all others present can also join us here in our heartlight circle by stating their names. I invite you now to silently place in our heartlight circle any people for whom you request prayers. And this is also a good time to put places in the world, the earth herself, all of this can go in our heart light circle. Anyone and anything. Wonderful. I invite you to silently activate your learning intention and place it too in our heart light circle if it feels appropriate for you. This intention can be as simple as, I absorb all that is offered to me in this final section with grace and ease. If you like, recall for the last time your key or support for this Akashic training. Take a moment to focus on it, opening to all that it can bring you now. This training is complete today, so this will be the end of using your key or your support. And it may have dropped off already. On behalf of us all, I welcome our personal records, the group's records, the divine, and all highest beings of light who are here, as always, to assist our learning process. We request that they lift us all into the highest resonance we can sustain at this time, so our questions and sharings for this section can be profound for us all. We thank them for their loving guidance and assistance. And for those of you studying on your own, please pause the recording now and open your records if you have not done that yet. To begin this section, I invite you to join me again for Akashic Chat. I invite you to intend with me that our records and the divine will inspire us as we share whatever questions we have from the manual or our experiences with our records. The records and the divine know exactly what we are doing, so we now open to their support. Great. So let's begin. What questions or comments arose from the manual, the Akashic tips, or your personal Akashic experiences? Who would like to start us off?
This is Christy.
Thanks, Christy.
I don't have a question, but just something I experienced yesterday that was kind of profound with my records. Mm-hmm. With everything going on in the world that's not so pleasant, I was very upset by it. And after letting myself feel that, I opened my records and was given the, it's all the way it's supposed to be, and kept kind of a higher perspective of it, and it just completely changed the way I felt and the way I acted in the world following that. So it kind of more motivated me to keep doing what I'm doing and trying to put love into the world, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to explain what the shift was. I felt it was probably something positive from the way you were talking about it. But that's lovely that you felt guided to put more love, not distress. You know, putting more distress into an already distressful situation where people are emotional and volatile and upset just brings more upset energy to the pile, so to speak. So when you can be a person that steps forth in your own energy field and brings love, supported by your records, I really do feel we make a difference when we do that. I think it's huge and powerful and important. And that's part of what we're learning here now at this time, is we do have a choice, and we can kind of go down that rabbit hole of depression, or we can use these things as an opportunity to refine our ability to stay clear in that what we're seeking and experiencing is love and inner peace, no matter what chaos is going on around us. So congratulations, Christy.
Thank you.
Learning this one really, really well. Great. Good. And no question, you got to reread the manual and no questions particularly stood out for you. Everything was clear?
Everything was clear. It was very well written.
Okay. Great. Good. Good. We don't get to read everything in here, so this kind of was your time to actually find out all the other stuff that was in there that we never talked about. So I'm really glad to hear that everything was very clear for you. That's good. All righty. And who else?
This is Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Sure. I just wanted to piggyback on what Christy said, and to take it a step further to what I got around everything that's going on, was just this huge call to create that, and even what you said, Sandra, about bringing the light into the world. And for me, I just keep getting create, create, create. And you're creating from that space of love. There's not room for all this other stuff to come in, and I have to say I've been kind of slack on that a little bit, and so my response has been, okay, what is my outlet, and how is it going to come forth? And I've just felt it's really been evoking from me more the creativity and more of the things that I'm supposed to be doing, and it's just a reminder to stay on task and stay on track as a light worker and as just a being in the world, like, to do my part.
That is so good. And I'm just going to just put this out here that you're doing this even while you're traveling. Just because, you know, life is not always a neat and tidy package. We don't always get to be in our safe, sacred, you know, wonderful spaces that we create for ourselves. Sometimes we're out and about in travels and things happen, like what's going on right now. And so to be able to find your center again, to be able to create that, you know, to me, I always call it sacred space. And wherever you go, for me, my intention is to always bring that sacred space with me so that it is filled with love and filled with light and healing, not just for myself, but for everyone. And I love this concept you got from the records about we are needing more creativity. And isn't that just the thing? I mean, having choices is all about being creative. You get more creative, you have more choices. It's like, woohoo, all right. So it makes it lots more fun. So I am delighted with you as well that you can keep focus even while you're doing your traveling. So did you have, I don't know if you even got a chance to have a read through the manual. Did you find anything you would like to bring up for any questions?
No, not at all. I like the manual. I like having it to reference, and I think it's very clear, like Christy said, very well laid out. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, you know, what's happened over all these years I've been teaching this is that students have very kindly come forth with, you know, on page 32, on the fifth paragraph, you know, what does it really mean when it says this? And so over the years, a lot of the language has gotten cleaned up and cleared up. So I think this is really fun that you guys are saying, oh, good, good, it's working well. So thank you. Appreciate that. And anything else you'd like to add, Jennifer, or are we opening to someone else?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay, great, thank you. Who would like to be next?
This is Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Hello. I don't have any questions, but just a couple of things that that have been coming in strongly, working with the records, and I think perhaps right along with what Jennifer was saying about creativity, I was shown a past life during one of the processes where I guess I was really I was a servant, more or less, and I was not allowed to play. I mean, there was always work to be done, and if I was ever playing, I was admonished for this behavior. And I was told that this was something in the lineage that, you know, would be good to work with. And so I was, but there is even a song, you know, about playing, and then just talking about how play is one of the highest forms of creative expression. It is creative expression, basically, the way each of us, you know, comes from our heart and whatever delights us. We take that time to nurture ourselves and express out to the world. It's a gift that we're meant to give. And so I was just being reminded once again that, you know, while I am looking to create more balance in my life, to give that inner child the fun, and it was like three times, it kept repeating it three times, and play. And along with that, I just, it had taken me a while, but I had been meaning to go back and read one of your beautiful articles in The Magic Happens, and this was the one, Seeking the Divine.
Oh, yes.
And I just, I really, it spoke to me in that I was so surprised with, you know, having a beautiful family and parents and a lovely husband, and still there were times, as you had mentioned in here, that I would feel this loneliness, but not lonely, not like I felt, gosh, this is a little bit hard to express in a way. I don't mind being alone, that's not what it was, but it was a yearning, that's what it was. It was just yearning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was really, you know, I knew that it was, it keeps coming to me, communion with the divine and deepening that aspect. And I'm just so grateful for working together with you and the beautiful, lovely souls that are in our class here, because I've felt that deeply and I know it's going to continue. So, thank you. I love the manual. It's crystal clear, and I love all the processes. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you. Yes, and in this are more processes. We don't usually, when we do this in a two-day format with three follow-up phone calls, we just don't have the time to do all the integration processes that are here in this manual. So it was really fun for me to be able to add more. I'm always in that added value, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do, wow, we could do this with them and we could do that with them, because you have this time in between each section to kind of integrate and absorb instead of, okay, we did that and now we're going on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. This has been a real fun one to do, so I love it. Thanks, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
This is Will.
Hey, Will.
I guess because of the gravity of what happened today in Dallas with the shootings, you know, there's just a heaviness that I'm sensing, you know, from friends and the community here. And I'm leaving town next week, and I'm preparing to go out of town. And, you know, I approached this today's, you know, our session today with a little, like, heaviness. And you know, we were supposed to open our records before we started. And I was having a real strong reluctance to just, you know, like I wanted to be in that, almost the grieving space. And, you know, my heart was very heavy. And, you know, for some other personal reasons, you know, I'm having some difficulties in my personal relationship, and there was a little tension on that end. And so when I went to tap in and connect and go through opening my records or the processes that you've taught, I really had to go back to the section 5 today and remember your prayer of forgiveness. That helped me get centered before I could connect. So I just wanted to thank you again, because it's a beautiful prayer. And it really helped me get into the right frequency, so I wanted to open my records. So I thought that was a very wonderful thing, and so for gifting us that wonderful prayer of forgiveness.
Great. And thank you for that reminder that, you know, if you are feeling out of sorts for whatever reason, off balance, anything, challenged with getting centered, I mean, there's a zillion different ways to express that, frazzled, you know, all of those things. That's where something you do before you open your records is often really helpful. And that's why I love that cleansing prayer. It's in your appendix somewhere. I don't know exactly what page. I won't worry about finding it. It'll be in there for you when you get there. But it is something that I, because it starts out, I release, I surrender shock, or no, I surrender trauma to the divine, or something like that. And I often put in shock and trauma, because I think they go hand in hand. And it's just, sometimes there's just little things that have, like, pushed me off kilter a little bit. There's big things happening there in your hometown there. And so those are not only just for you, they're things that involve a large number of people. And so, yes, you know, you're even more off balance. And so I love that. You know, I now surrender that shock and trauma to the divine. And I can feel that release. And then it goes on from there. And it's just it's a clearing prayer. It clears you. And I use it often. Mm-hmm. Because even if it's just, the shock and trauma of being in my computer and it's not doing what I want it to do, you know, sometimes they have minds of their own. I mean, it can be really frivolous like that. But still, it's been traumatic for me in some way. Because when I go to open my records, I realize, you know, I'm a little jangly. And so I come back and do that. And, of course, the prayer of forgiveness is something that, I mean, it kind of transcends words. You just, when you know it's time to do it, say it out loud, read it. So you don't have to think about it. You just can read the words. And immense healing comes from that as well. So I often combine the two. I do that clearing one first, and then I do the prayer of forgiveness. Sometimes I'll open my records first, and sometimes I, you know, because then I can use all that as well. And they all start with heart integration. So it doesn't, sometimes I just start with them and then I open my records. I do whatever feels right to me at the time. So I encourage you as well. You know, be creative. Remember, we're talking about being creative. Whenever you do something and you really tune into what's the best way to do this today, that's when you get the best results. If it's like a rote thing that you do over and over and over, the same way, the same place, same time, la-di-da-di-da, you get, the word I'm getting is you get jaded. you get immune in a way to all that is there. So if you change it around a little bit, that's when things get fresh and new. So, great. Well, thank you for sharing, Will. And I do thank you, even with what's going on, that you took the time today to be here with us. We appreciate you being here. So, did you get any chance to read the manual? Any questions or anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You're good. Okay. Anything else you wanted to say there?
Not for now. Maybe later. Thanks.
Okay. Great. And I think that only leaves us. Valerie, would you like to share anything or questions about the manual?
Sure, Sandra. I was just looking back over some of my notes because I was trying to figure out what had kind of transpired, because I thought I would be taking this time to really study the manual and really practice a lot. And, you know, one of my last notes that I'm just looking at is kind of like I got the message that I should just relax and rest and be happy and content, and that I don't need to keep speaking right now and searching, you know, that I can just surrender into being in my natural joyful state and live life joyfully and creatively. And that what I am called to do will come to me, and I don't need to kind of be stressing about it, you know? Because
yeah.
I think I was really kind of like I've been trying too hard to sort it out. And so I was just kind of given the message to just relax, surrender, trust that what I'm doing right now is on course, and I can just tune in and listen to what's coming to me and respond to that. And I realize I've been doing that. And,
great.
I haven't been practicing, but I'm really grateful for this call that's fallen at this time, because I think I want to, you know, I do want to keep accessing the records, and I do want to keep practicing this, and I think it's really helpful, but I also just feel like I took a break, and I needed that, you know?
Yeah. Sounds like you did exactly what was right for you, and I'm so glad that now you have this way to find out exactly what's right for you. And then when you listen like you did to that, just relax, be content, surrender, you know, be creative in that way, then you got the benefits from it. And that then gives you encouragement. Oh, yeah, you know, it really felt good just to power down my brain a little bit and not be so much in that mental body, but to be more engaged with the other parts of my being. And so when you get that feedback from your life that support you in what you're discovering in your records, I think it just gives you that confidence to trust that what you get. When you get something, try it out. And if it doesn't feel right or doesn't work, I mean, I wouldn't say, they say jump off the bridge, you know, they're never going to do that to you anyway. But just always feel about it, and if it feels right to you, go do it. And if it comes out that whatever you've done or experienced needs fine-tuning, and I've had that happen, then you can come back. And I got really cranky one time with that. I thought you told me to you know, and the records came back and said, no, we never told you that. So I had made some assumptions there, which was quite, when I think about that time, I always kind of laugh, because it was all about Akashic work and things like that. So it's like, yeah, you have to sometimes know that us humans get in there too. And that's okay, because course corrections will come. The records will always be your guide, as long as you open and you ask. So, fantastic. Sounds like you did great.
Thank you.
Sure. Sure. All right, so I bet you have already discovered from previous trainings or workshops, because I'm sure this Akashic training is not your very first, that at the end of any training, it's your time to make a choice. And even making no conscious choice of what to do with what you've learned is still a choice. So, yes, when we're done today, you could stash your manual and journal in a bookshelf and walk away. I so hope you don't. A much more productive choice is to discover what you are divinely guided to do next with this new and powerful relationship you have just started. And I was talking to somebody recently about, you know, Akashic trainings, and she said, oh, this is like this amazing wisdom tool. And I was just taken with that terminology. I thought, oh, I've never thought about it like that, but yes, it is that as well. So instead of wondering what might be for your highest good, ask your records and get your soul's perspective. Knowing your next step on your Akashic journey is so important that we're going to do this right now through our next integration process, which you can find on page 54. Integration process number 12. And if you look through, there's like these four paragraphs, but really the focus is that big chunk of questions that's all in bold towards the bottom half of the page. You can also ask your own questions if you prefer, but these are like give them all to your records at once. That's why they're all written as just one big paragraph. The idea behind that is you don't even know where they're going to start. They could start at the beginning or the last one or somewhere in the middle, or just kind of feel, you know, where to begin from where you are. So it's a great way to let go of any of your mental concepts and just step into the energy of your records. So instead of sharing as we normally do after this integration process, I encourage you to make a personal commitment to put your records recommendations into action this coming week, and then see how their recommended actions, those steps, resonate with you. You can always come back to your records for fine-tuning about your subsequent steps or to clear away any fears about participating in, you know, groups or anything that may arise. So have a little look through this, and we'll see if we have any questions. We'll give you about 15 minutes to do this. How about when you've read that, you just state your names, and then we'll know.
Christy.
Thanks.
Will.
Valerie. Okay.
Wendy.
Great.
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Might be a good time to have a drink of water. Thank you, Jennifer. Just refresh here a little bit. So I'll let you know when to come back. If you finish before 15 minutes are up, because your records are just really lucid and lightning fast, then just state your name quietly, and I'll acknowledge for you. So go ahead. So you have about 5 minutes left, so I just wanted to say please leave your records open when you're complete. Thank you. And gathering now those last impressions, from your records. Just let me know when you're ready to continue.
Kristen.
Will.
Wendy.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I got all of you, all three. Bing, bing, bing. Great. Good. Good. So I kind of feel like when I work with a group of questions like this, and especially when they put in things at the end that maybe are, you know, what personal project could I explore with my records on an ongoing basis, and how could I begin, and what's important about that for me now? I mean, that's a whole kind of another topic, but they're like, yeah, put it in there because we want them to have some inkling if that is right for them. And so I kind of feel when I get a bunch of questions like this that I'm speed dating with my records. It's like, oh, you know, I have 15 minutes and I'm going to find out all this stuff, and it's like, and then you're on to the next. The other side about that that makes it really great is that when there is a time frame, things get really condensed and really clear, because your records also know that they have 15 minutes for this integration process. So did you guys get some next steps?
Yes.
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 Yes,
yes,
for sure. Great. Good, 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 good. Fantastic. Well, let us continue. This next part is this blessing from the records of the Akashic Records Integration Process, Module A, which is such a mouthful, but it is exactly what the blessing comes from. So this is on page 55. Back in the spring of 2006, we brought together a group of people, and we called it our Beta Module B, Module A. We didn't even know if this method to open would work for anybody else except for us. And so we thought, once we got all the manual, that, which it's kind of grown since then, but when we had the basics of it, we thought, well, let's do a beta group. We're going to be really upfront. Tell them we don't even know if this will work for you or not. We'd love lots of feedback. We charged them a ridiculously low fee because we wanted lots of feedback, so they had to work as well. And part of what came forward for that training was this particular blessing process. And when we were finished at the end, after everyone had left on the end of the second day, Shonda Berlatsky and Nancy Ring both came, Shonda from Sedona, Nancy from Charlotte, North Carolina. They all met here at my home for the training, and we gathered, the three of us, on my front porch and opened the records of this training, of Module A, and debriefed. You know, we went through every single section of this training, what worked, what didn't work, what did we have questions, what did we think could be better. And that's when we were asked that for anyone who would ever take this training, that the records of the Akashic Records Integration Process, Module A, wanted us to offer the opportunity that all the rest of these people could also receive a blessing directly, not from your own records this time, but from the records of Module A. And so we have continued to do that each time. And it's a really, really sweet, marvelous process. So I'm honored to facilitate this Akashic blessing for you now. like I said, it's on page 55. So they began, let me just say this too. As you can see, there are several steps to this process. So to make it easy for you, I'm going to invite you to sit back and relax, and I'll guide you through each step. So you don't even have to have your eyes open if you don't like. You can really relax into this, and that's what I recommend. If you follow better by reading along, then by all means, read along silently with me. That's fine, too. And once we've requested this blessing, I'll be silent for about 5 minutes to allow you plenty of time to receive it. Then I'll gently bring you back to complete the remainder of the blessing process, because it really is in two parts. So let's begin with this definition. When we got this idea from the records, that was what we were asked to do, is to ask them for a definition of what is a blessing. And this is what the record said. It is something sacred. A blessing can be approval, permission, encouragement, consent, grace, consecration, or benediction. A blessing may be perceived as a word or a group of words, a thought, a sound, a scent, or a fragrance, a symbol, a taste, a vision, a feeling, a healing, or anything else. So they just really opened it up and expanded not only a definition for it, but how you may perceive it. So I encourage everyone to open on all their clairs on this. You may receive this in a very different way than you have experienced anything else in your records so far. So I don't imagine everyone will have any questions, because it's really simple here. So let us begin. Breathe and relax. Connect more deeply now with your records and relax into their loving energy. Repeat silently after me, so you are invoking this with me. With gratitude, I now request my personal blessing from the records of the Akashic Records integration process. And gently now, breathe the blessing in that you have just received. Breathe it into all the levels of your being. And now ask your records, angels, and your highest guides to help you to energetically share this blessing with all the others taking this Akashic training, those people who are dear to you, and even the earth and all life. And now take a little time to share the blessing you received with all those you find to be a challenge to you. That could be all those running for office in any party, all who have positions in authority, and any others you choose to include. I invite you to return now to the original blessing you received a few minutes ago from the records. Consciously connect again with heart integration. You might find your hand goes up to your chest. And breathe in the love, light, grace, and healing of the divine. Breathe your personal blessing into all levels of your being. Take it now to a deeper level than you were able to absorb the first time. Breathe this blessing in now for a final time, and through your intention, let this blessing be who you are today and every day. And so it is. So I'll give you a moment now to write down the essence of what you've just received so you can embrace it again whenever you refresh this training. So coming back now, is there anyone that needs a little more time? All right, I guess we're here. Somebody just got disconnected, so we'll let them come back in again when they're ready. So would a few of you live on the call like to anchor your blessing more actively by putting it into words and sharing it with us? Sometimes these can be very private, so no need, but if you feel that it would be powerful for you to share, we'd love to hear what you received.
This is Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
I received the ability to hold more love. Isn't that yummy?
Very yummy. That's almost like, what else could you ask for? I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's just like, oh, that is a wonderful blessing. We'd like everyone in the world to have that blessing. So I'm really glad that we got to share that out.
Yes.
Really
very much.
Great. Very good. Yes. And thanks for speaking that aloud, too, because it really does anchor it, makes it more real, makes it acknowledged on a physical, verbal way. It's a powerful thing when we put spiritual actions into the physical, we are activating them even more strongly. So, thank you. Anybody else?
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy. Thank you.
Sure. I have a feeling that I'm going to have more company about this, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But anyway, because there were a couple of levels there, and at first, many feelings on the right, mostly on the right side of my body, you know, and I knew that I was being gifted with, there was a symbol being placed in my left hand.
Oh, cool.
And so it was like a spiral, but I watched and felt that. And then I heard, child of God, we bless you emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, in mind, body, and soul. And just, there was this whoosh of, I just want to say, you know, just this beautiful, sparkly dust. Kind of that I saw blowing out of just out of hands to me and also from me out, and I just have a feeling that I'm going to be shown more of what all of the blessing was. I don't feel like I feel like it came to me, and yet I feel like I'm going to have more of a complete understanding of the different levels later.
Yes. And I'm sure that will come. And you know, you may, I'm just getting here that more of this may come at night tonight. In your sleep time, in your dream time, in your spirit time. So,
excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. If you open up, if you remember, and we can just set that intention, because I'm really good about, let's do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, at night when I go to sleep, I may not remember. You know, a lot will happen before that. So you can set that intention, if you like, with me, because I'm going to do it, that if there is more to come from the records of the Akashic Records Integration Process, Module A, of this blessing to you, to any of you, that when you go to sleep tonight, that you open to that automatically. You don't have to worry about thinking about it, that you will be delighted and receptive, and that, of course, all will be... you'll be able to come back in the morning refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready for the day. So it's not going to be an exhausting thing where you're up all night going, whoa, it's very relaxing.
Right. Thank you. I really appreciate that, because I feel absolutely that there are other layers, and that feels absolutely perfect to me to have it come. That I know that I do a lot of other work in my sleep, so that just feels not like work, but it feels like the blessing will continue. With ease and grace.
Yes, with ease and grace. As much as it matters. So many times.
Well, great. Well, thank you. So that was a more complicated one. It had a lot of different steps to it. So this is one of the reasons I love being in the records. You could ask me, you know, could you give me a blessing from the records? Sure, I could do that. But, you know, when you can get your own, I think that's when the biggest magic, it really will resonate with you because you've been actively receiving it yourself. So part of the magic of being in the record on your own, which I think is great. Anybody else? We heard that person come back, whoever it was, that lost connection. So that's great. We welcome you back.
Will.
Will, hi. Would you like to share at all what you received, or will you pass?
Well, right when I received it, my phone went dead.
Uh-huh.
A very, very strong download, which is kind of funny. At the first, I really was having trouble kind of perceiving what it was that was my blessing. And it just became deeper and deeper, and really what I perceived was just a deepening of communicating with the records, like a gift of being able to commune with the records more succinctly and clearer, and really open up to, the buzzword was wisdom, to understand the messages from the records with wisdom. And that was the takeaway for me.
Great. Lovely.
Fantastic. I don't know. There's sometimes they come to me when people share them. It's like I can just feel that settling in just by you stating that, Will. And that wisdom part of it was really big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is more than just information. This is more. This is wisdom. It's transformation. It's stepping up in your game all the way, all the way. So fabulous. I'm glad they gave you that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else like to share?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
I would love to piggyback on what Wendy said, because it was such a powerful download. It just gave me a headache, but I knew it was powerful, but I didn't think that I could articulate it. But when Wendy was talking about what she got, about kind of blowing something out of her hand,
uh-huh.
I had the same visual, and that was the only part that was really clear for me of that, you know, I physically made the gesture of cupping my hands in front of me and, like, blowing something out as if I was blowing a kiss to the whole universe, but what was inside my hands was in the shape of flowers, like the essence of flowers, not physical, that just were almost like fairy dust as I blew it out of my hands. And so I'm so curious, Wendy, if you get something more on that tonight. I don't know if it's connected in any way, but it was really interesting. When you brought it up, I knew immediately, wow, that was what the blessing was. And I'm to share whatever this download was for me, in some way, but if it's connected, I would love to hear more about what you get on it.
Great. Maybe you two can, you know, chat afterwards after, you know, you sleep and digest and everything and see. That image of this, I call it fairy dust too. That image, not so much the blowing it from the hands, but that sprinkling or that concept of little golden sparkles or sparkles of all colors, coming into either a person or like for healing or for an activation or coming into a project, something that you're doing. I do think that's one of the symbols, certainly for me, that I do receive from the records. So it's a great visual, and effervescence is a feeling that often comes with it, just sparkly, bubbly, effervescent, pop, 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 as the energy rises. So both of
them. Just to add on to what you're saying, that is exactly how I would describe it, because it completely changed my mood. Like, completely did a 180 in a really positive way. So that's a really cool description. Thanks.
Yeah. Very good. Wonderful, guys. You did great here. So much. This I always love. I write all these down because I just think they're so amazing. And it's just, I'm such a scribe person. I like to write everything down because it makes it more real for me. And every once in a while I get to read back through when I prep for another class, and I go, oh, those are such beautiful blessings. So they get reactivated again when I read them again. So it's great fun for me. So who do we have left? Valerie, do you want to say something, or would you prefer not?
Yes, I got a simple, and I feel like I still need to understand more about it. It was kind of like a sea anemone that was like opening and then closing, closing and opening and closing. It wasn't really a sea anemone, but it was, but it was more like light flower petals. It was almost like opening and then closing with my breath. It was really beautiful and subtle. Mm-hmm. And, I almost could have missed it, but it kind of came in near the end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'm just wanting to, you know, ask for more information about what it means. And,
Great.
But so, it felt like a really beautiful thing.
So maybe tonight you can have that intention that, you know, both you and Jennifer, everybody, I think everybody would benefit. You know, just get them, ask them to bring you more tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that you wake up in the morning or you come back to this, that you have a deeper understanding, all of you, of what was presented here.
Yes, I'd like that.
I think they're really great. Well, I'll share, because I don't usually share on these, but I love to share these, because I always ask for this for myself as well. And normally I write whole sentences when I get from the records, but I noticed right away this was different, and it was a feeling and a word, and a feeling or a visual and a word. So I got expansion, and I was just an expanded state for a while. And then I got opening to the infinite. And then I just felt such love and appreciation. Was there for a little while. And then I realized there's all these doorways or portals that were opening all around me there in the records. And I was like, oh, cool. And then it was peace. Be content. We are so very happy with all you're doing. And that was just delightful to, have that support and reinforcement that this beautiful process that they brought forth with all of us, that we get to share with these little groups, that yes, that we are doing exactly with it as they desire. So thank you for being here today and letting me connect in that very special way. I appreciate it. All righty. Okay, so let's be really mundane now. Change energy a little bit. This is a really good time to state what I'm sure is very obvious to you all by now. The Akashic Alliance requests that you do not give the method to open, the manual, or these recordings to anyone. In order to access the records properly, this entire training and all energetics encoded throughout are required. That's from the initial pre-training infusion to where we end today. I think that's, it just doesn't happen without all of it. If you ever wish someone could access their records like you do, then please encourage them to either purchase this package online through akashicfocus.com or contact me to attend one of my Module 8 trainings by phone or in person. And, of course, I'll be delighted to make it easy for them, too, to learn to access and explore their records. So we thank you for holding this information in sacred trust. All right. So, we're almost, oh yes, and we are almost done for today. If you turn to page 56 now, you'll see there's this little note that you're going to receive a survey that'll be a training survey for this Module A as a separate email. It'll turn up shortly in your email boxes. So please complete and return as soon as possible, and I've given you a date on it. It's usually great to finish these, you know, in this week, the subsequent week, so before or at least by Friday afternoon, you know, you've got that done of next week and send it off. And then that's kind of, you know, I like to look at it as kind of another integration process. It's a, because I suggest that you open your records to complete that questionnaire, that survey. And it's also a fun way to review your training experience and, of course, share your feedback with me. I had a really great time creating it, and so I hope you enjoy completing it even more. It's in this cool little package that you can just click on things, and then you have some places, because some people like to write more than just answer graded question, you know, 1 to 5 or satisfied, unsatisfied. They like to express their thoughts and feelings, so there's some times where you can do a little essay question reply as well. So, and if that survey is not there for some reason by tomorrow morning at the latest, although it should be relatively quickly after this, then please email me at sandra@akashicfocus.com. And I'll be happy to resend it again. Computers, I've found, sometimes have ideas of their own. So I've learned that nothing is foolproof. Alrighty. And the other little piece, you'll get a separate email. Actually, you'll get that one first before, I'm just realizing, before the survey. You'll get your certificates. So you have a certificate of completion that I have made for each one of you. And so you'll get that. And so please understand that regardless of your previous ability to open your personal records in this lifetime or another, I now welcome you with this graduation into the new energy of the records that is now available to you as you access with the Akashic Alliance method to open. So I thank you for your absolutely wonderful participation, all you people live on the call, and I'm sure everyone else, if you've gotten this far, then you've been doing a great job as well. So when you receive your certificate, please know that it comes with my personal blessing and my message to you, which is, and I've have it there on page 56, I now welcome you to the Akashic field. May you remember you are always in the light of the divine. And with these two statements, I now lovingly hand each of you directly to your records. They are your teachers now and will continue your training just as they have for me, for your highest good, every time you come back to access. May you continue to enjoy the blessings of exploring the Akashic field, the Akashic records, for the rest of this lifetime and beyond. All right, so it's time now to ask your records for your final takeaway. That's why I came on the call there and said, please leave your records open. And we're going to do these takeaways a little bit differently. They asked us to be open to an overview of the entire training, requesting a final message this time from your records. So do not be surprised if many thoughts, images, feelings, words just flash through from your records. You may just not even be able to grasp them. Just let them flow like that. Remember to be open on all your clairs when we do this, all right? Breathe and relax. And let's move into abundance and give your records the luxury of several words this time. We're not going to try to condense it down to just one. And after I state our questions, I'll be quiet for a few moments so you can absorb all this wonderful opportunity brings to you. So these are your records, not those big ones that we were in, just your personal ones again. So once you discover your actual takeaway, please write it down, just as we have before. So does anybody have any questions about what we're going to do? I have these three questions I'll read out in a moment. You guys are so good. You're just like sponges. You just absorb it all and go, yes, bring it on, very quietly. Okay, so here are the questions for your records. And it might be just the first one is all you need, but they gave you a couple of extra ones. What do your records give you about where you are now? What highlights all that was available during this training? What is most helpful for you to receive at this time? Does anybody need a little more time?
Could you repeat the last question?
Sure. What is most helpful for you to receive at this time?
Sure.
Could you actually repeat the first question?
What do your records give you about where you are now? And that middle one was, what highlights all that was available during this training? And if you want to go back and revisit these, because these were just like a, you know, an integration process number 14. They slipped one more in. It was like, oh, we want to give them one more. So this might be something you would like to revisit on your own when you have a little more time with it too. But for our purposes, we'll just have what you were able to get that you've been directed to share. So, Christy, would you like to start us off?
I kind of missed the first one, so I'm waiting to get that one.
Oh, okay. Let's just give you a little bit more time then, because it's hard to try to do that, and other people are talking, and you want to listen to them as well. So that's
right.
Cool. Just take a little more time.
Okay. Okay, that was quick.
Okay, great. They're so enlightening, aren't they?
They are.
Okay, so what did you get, dear one?
Okay, for what I need to know about now, or where I am now, is strong. The highlight I got was connection. And the most helpful for me to receive is that I am worthy.
Wow, you did it very organized. Aren't they organized?
Well, I am.
Well, and I find that, too, that they reflect your energy, you know, so not always, but often. So, fabulous. Love it. You got all three there. Great, great. Jennifer, we'll just go alphabetical to make this quick and easy. Would you like to share?
Sure. So I guess true to form, it's a record of following my energy. I, of course, didn't follow the rules and didn't go in order by question.
Oh, good. Good. I like this variation, too.
But I sort of asked them all together and just got into the essence of them, as you said, them all as a collective. And what I got was that I'm awakening in perfect timing and in perfect order. And there was a lot of emphasis on the awakening, and is likened very much to the process of this particular training and how it was set up and how it unfolded and how we had time in between the process. And the big message for me was, I'm going places I never thought possible. That right now I'm open to receive more than ever before.
Great.
Hey, it's Valerie. Shall I share mine?
Yes, please. Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, Valerie.
Okay, I got simplify, be present, receive, and serve with gratitude and light and blessings to all. Relax, you're not alone. Existence is ever present. You are full.
Well, that seems like it carries on very nicely with what you had received, you know, in between these sessions and got to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really nice confirmation for you. Great.
Yeah, my heart just... I feel very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, heartful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Valerie. And Wendy...
At first, before you told us our questions, I heard a loving presence. But what was so interesting was I was shown that not only presence, like your presence, you know, in the room, but as a present.
Oh.
Okay, so it was kind of a double, double thing. But what I got for the questions was, and I think it kind of that went along with it, what did the records, forgive me for where I am now. Very clearly, I heard confidence. Mm-hmm. Highlights. The highlights is I heard we lovingly stand beside you, always cheering you on. What is most helpful to receive now is just kind of a feeling and a knowing of simply be open to receive and remain your curious self. The gifts are yours. Share your gifts. So it's like giving is receiving. But just be, there was kind of, I felt an emphasis on run with that curiosity.
Yes. Well, I think curiosity, if you haven't already gotten that from what I've said, I think curiosity mm-hmm. is your biggest friend in the mm-hmm. records. Because if you are really being busy curious, oh, what questions can I ask? Boy, they sound really juicy and I'm really excited about them. And I'm really curious about what the answers are going to be. Then you're not spending any energy going, well, I'm not sure if this will work or, you know, all those things that can pull you back. You're just being really curious. It's like you ask these questions, the answers are coming to you, and you really, really want to know what they are. You want to feel them or see them or hear them or know them or, you know, however they come to you. So you're always going to be open on all your clairs. Curiosity well, is your friend.
Right. And I can feel a flow, that's just like this funnel from, you know, from spirit, but I know it also has something to do with the blowing of the beautiful, you know, magical, to me it's magical fairy dust. It's like there's a funnel of spirit coming to me, but I'm also, it's coming through me and blowing back out. So there's this beautiful partnership with spirit, yes.
And may it so continue, this spiritual partnership. You are all now really well entered into a whole new relationship with yourself and with your records and with the divine. This is just like a marvelous opening to like the greatest lover you could ever have mm-hmm. in your life is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the records and the divine are just right there with you. So it is very much like just beginning a new and delicious relationship, the relationship with somebody who's going to be really, really important and going to be with you for the rest of your life if you choose. So big steps here. Great. Good. And Will, what did you find as your takeaway from your records?
Where I am now, the idea of going on a journey, a trip in your vehicle, in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And the image that came to me was, okay, you've got gas in your car now, you just changed the oil, you checked the air pressure of the tires, your car is clean, everything's ready, you're ready to set out on the road and start your journey. And so that was kind of where I feel like now. I've got all my ducks in a row. I've got the process of how to connect to the Akashic Records. I've got everything that I need to be on my journey. And it said, go to the mountains. Go to the mountains. And to me, the mountains always represent a higher perspective.
Yeah.
You ascend to the mountain as for that spiritual view. And so to me, I'm about to take a spiritual quest, and this ability to now connect to my records is a tool that I now have ready, and I'm ready to go.
All right.
up to the mountain.
Lovely.
That's kind of the now-ness energy.
Yeah.
The highlight from the whole course, you know, the message was, I now have a knowingness that the information that I get is accurate, it's purposeful, it's useful, and I'm not just making it up. I've had so many experiences through this course in the week, validating that the information I'm getting is spot on, it's accurate. And so it's removing that doubt that I had previously. And so now I know that that information I'm getting is the information I need to be receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very good.
Wonderful.
And then the last question was, you know, what is the most helpful for me to receive at this time? And it's just a reminder for me to connect to my record regularly. Stay in constant contact. And that was what I got.
Great. Very good. Yeah. I do think, especially, you know, if you're on a spiritual quest, you've got a great reason to be accessing your records almost every day, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what am I supposed to be doing today? What can you help me with to better take advantage of all that's going to be here? What's unfolding? You know, I mean, there's just 1,001 questions. I get really curious. It's like, oh, you know, and so... finding some way to incorporate your records into your life, either in the morning or in the evening, whatever works for you, midday, break, whatever, checking in. It's just going to be invaluable. And then when those really sticky things come up where you have to make a super major decision and you are really knowing that you're the only one that can know the truth for you, then you go to your records and boy, they are there, and you have this knowing that the information is accurate and purposeful and useful, because it is, because you've seen it play out time after time after time after time in lesser things. So it's great. I'm always so grateful for where I am with the records. So thank you, Will. And what I got, I am home. And not only physically present in my house, I am home in the records and all they bring to me and through me. And I just felt grateful. I'm amazed you guys are so good. You answered, you got from the records that gave you 3 questions there and you got 3 answers, many of you. And I just gave all those questions and I got back, you're home. I was like, huh, what does that exactly mean? And so then they gave me the rest of it. So I thank you for all your dedication here today. It's just been great as each one of these calls has been. My heart is just kind of going, oh. But it is time to close our sacred space. So I invite you to bring your attention back now to our heart light circle we created together at the beginning of this section. Reconnect with the flow of light around the circle for a few more times as you send your love around to all who have participated one last time. Our hearts are full as we thank the records and all highest beings of light who have so gracefully supported and assisted our entire learning process during this training. And it is with great gratitude we now release our heart light circle, all our prayers, last intentions, and even our next steps on our Akashic journey. Release them all to the divine. And then as this heart light energy circles back to you this final time, disengage yourself now and bring your focus back just to your personal heart light. Once again, notice how bright it is. Feel how even more expanded your heart light center is from all that you have experienced. Bring all parts of you back to yourself now, completely releasing all other connections. Let us close our records now with great gratitude and love by stating our closing aloud while clearly intending to close our records. Thank you. Amen.
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 And thank all of you once again for your focus, your dedication, your enthusiasm. It's truly been delightful for me. I look forward to continuing our relationship if it's in your highest good. Enjoy exploring your records. May you always live in radiance and love. And may you remember you live in the light of the divine. Be just your unique selves, and you will be wonderful. Thank you.